With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Four more hostages kidnapped on October 7th are declared dead by the Israeli military, including three older men seen in a Hamas video begging to be released. At a hostage family forum in New York, former hostage Aviva Siegel and wife of hostage Keith Siegel described their experience to ABC.
They were with people that pray to Allah, and then they want to kill us. They starve us, and they didn't give us food while they ate in front of us. We had to beg them for water.
About 80 hostages in Gaza are believed to be alive alongside the remains of 43 others. In the days since President Biden announced a ceasefire proposal, Israel's seen some of its largest protests calling on the government to bring home the hostages. Also at SRNnews.com, the conviction of former President Trump is causing some of his critics to show their support. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who rarely has anything good to say about Trump, was quick to say the charges should never have been brought in the first place. He also predicted the conviction would be overturned. Similar sentiments coming from moderate GOP Senator Susan Collins and even Trump's estranged former VP Mike Pence. 25% of Republican respondents to an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll conducted before the verdict said they would be more likely to vote for Trump if a jury found him guilty. Bob Agnew reporting.
Many of the ballots cast in Mexico's historic presidential election, in which a woman was elected, came from the U.S. side of the border. Mexican voters who live abroad can now vote in person instead of only mail or electronically, and they turned out by the hundreds in L.A. and San Diego. Polls closed at 5 Sunday, but hundreds waited in line for their turn to vote. This is SRN News. A bus tour to save women's sports.
It's called the Take Back Title IX 2024. National Bus Tour, and it's being organized by the group Our Bodies, Our Sports, which is trying to keep men out of women's athletics. Amongst the participants will be legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and swimmer Riley Gaines. They will speak in more than a dozen cities, warning that transgenderism threatens women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A French soccer player is being disciplined for refusing to display a gay pride emblem on his jersey during a game. The Monaco midfielder has been given a 4-game suspension by the French league after covering up the emblem on his shirt during the final league game of the season. He's Muslim, and he says he refused the gay pride badge for religious reasons. Other European soccer players have suffered a similar fate for resisting the league's efforts to promote homosexuality. This is SRN News. At least some Americans have few financial concerns these days.
The typical compensation package for chief executives who run companies in the S&P 500 jumped nearly 13% last year, easily surpassing the gains for workers at a time when inflation was putting considerable pressure on Americans' budgets. The median pay package for CEOs rose to $16.3 million, according to data analyzed by the Associated Press by Equilar. At half the companies in this year's pay survey, it would take the worker at the middle of the company's pay scale almost 200 years to make what their CEO did. John Scott reports.
Dr. Pepper is now tied with Pepsi as the second most popular soda in the U.S. The Wall Street Journal reports the traditional versions of the carbonated beverage are neck and neck in second place, a spot Pepsi consistently held for the last four decades. The recent success of Dr. Pepper is attributed to marketing, new flavors, and TikTok. More details at SRNnews.com.